Venezuelan freedom fighter Maria Corina Machado dedicates Nobel Prize to Donald Trump. By Francis Martel on October 10, 2025. Maria Corina Machado, the 2025 recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize, dedicated her recognition on Friday to her Venezuelan people and to President Donald Trump, stating that Venezuelans need his support more than ever. The Norwegian Nobel Committee announced its prize recipient on Friday morning Oslo time, awarding Machado for decades of advocacy against socialism in her native Venezuela. While the left-leaning committee did not mention socialism at all in its announcement of the award, failing to recognize who is repressing the former Venezuelan National Assembly member, it did congratulate Machado for her tireless work promoting democratic rights for the people of Venezuela and for her struggle to achieve a just and peaceful transition from dictatorship to democracy. In her first statement following the announcement, Machado declared that the Venezuelan opposition, now largely cleansed of the socialist elements that undermined her leadership for decades, was on the threshold of victory. She noted that this situation was, in part, due to President Trump's long-standing support for the opposition and his actions to strip the illegitimate narco-dictatorship of Nicolás Maduro of its revenue funds and access to aid from its rogue allies, such as China and Iran. "We are on the threshold of victory and today, more than ever, we count on President Trump, the people of the United States, the peoples of Latin America, and the democratic nations of the world," she wrote, "as our principal allies to achieve freedom and democracy. I dedicate this prize to the suffering people of Venezuela and to President Trump for his decisive support of our cause," she added. Machado's recognition of Trump is notable given the growing number of voices throughout the past year that called for the American president to receive the prize. The leaders of the governments of Israel, Cambodia, Rwanda, Pakistan, Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Gabon have all publicly stated they would support Trump receiving the prize, recognizing his role in ending conflicts in Nagorno-Karabakh, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, and Gaza. Trump also played a role in ending a rapidly escalating conflict between Pakistan and India this year, and similarly in Thailand and Cambodia. Machado herself, a center-right leader, has been supportive of Trump administration actions to limit the influence and power of the Maduro regime. In an appearance on Donald Trump Jr.'s podcast Triggered in February, Machado expressed optimism that the Maduro regime would fall soon because, under Trump, there is a very strong new administration that had the correct vision on how to address a criminal structure of the Maduro regime, she emphasized, "This is not a political actor. This is a criminal structure that should be addressed from a law enforcement approach," referring to Maduro's close ties to the cartel The Lost Souls, a cocaine trafficking operation, and the transnational terror gang Tren de Aragua, which Maduro unleashed to cause havoc in North America in late 2023. Venezuela has been hijacked by a gang that is connected to drug cartels and to the enemies of the United States, such as Iran, Hezbollah, China, and so on, Machado explained on the program. "Maduro has taken over by force even though, as you say, it was a landslide victory. We humiliated the regime under their own extreme unfair conditions." Following the interview, President Trump announced an anti-drug military campaign in international waters off the shores of Venezuela, intercepting shipments of cocaine and other deadly drugs from South America. "The operation is particularly tailored to cutting the flow of illicit drugs from operations such as the Tren de Aragua and cartel The Lost Souls into the United States." Maduro hosted a sham presidential election in 2024, which he intended to win through dubious vote counts. Machado is so popular in the country that, even with rampant cheating, Maduro did not allow her to run for president, outlawing her from running for any office due to her support for international sanctions on the regime. Machado ultimately supported Edmundo González, an elderly ex-diplomat, as her candidate, and tallies from local voting stations indicate that González won in a landslide. Maduro claimed a victory but never published any statistics of national votes. Maduro ultimately imposed a $100,000 bounty on González, prompting him to flee the country. Machado remains in Venezuela, although deep in hiding for her own safety. She has been a victim of multiple physical assaults by socialist mobs since Maduro took power in 2013, including being attacked with tear gas while trying to enter her office in the National Assembly in 2014 and being beaten by a mob with sticks in 2018. Conservative leaders around the world celebrated Machado's victory on Friday, calling her a well-deserved laureate and supporting her fight against the Maduro regime. The Hispanic left, meanwhile, reacted with vitriol. Pablo Iglesias, a former Iranian propaganda television host and formerly the head of the popular Marxist Spanish political party Podemos, mused, "They could have given it directly to Trump, or even Adolf Hitler." Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.